Hello and welcome back. This is video number 3, and in this specific video, we are going to figure out the platforms that are going to be best for your niche. So in other words, instead of trying to reinvent the wheel and trying to guess at which social media platform is going to be where your customers are, we are simply going to spy on your competition. The best way to approach this is by going to magazines.com and looking for the top magazines or the top companies that are printing the magazines in your niche. Now, bear in mind that some niches are extremely specific to the point that you might not find a magazine. So let's go to the search bar here and type in, let's say, woodworking maybe. Woodworking. Let's see if they have any. So we have Woodworkers Journal. Fine Woodworking. Okay, so let's take a look at the Woodworkers Journal. Now, bear in mind, I've never looked at this before, so I don't know what their social media presence looks like. So, Woodworkers Journal. And let's scroll down here. Sometimes if you go to the actual website, so let's do a search and see if we can find if they have a website. So it looks like this one here. So you can see off the bat that they already have YouTube. So Woodworkers Journal, they have YouTube here. They have Facebook. So sometimes you can simply go to Google and type in the name of the company and you will find everything that you need to find. So if we go here, this is their actual website. And most of the time, you'll actually find the social media links on the website itself. So for example, here we see Facebook, Twitter, we see Pinterest. That's just an RSS feed. They have YouTube and they have Instagram. So step number one, find the company in your niche. So if you're into woodworking and that happens to be your niche, then I would take a look at this company here. So we can see that they are using Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. They're not using LinkedIn, right? Because they are in the kind of DIY niche and somewhat of an artistic creative niche, they're using Pinterest, which makes sense. So we can see here that the types of images that they're using. So they have a lot of images here. They're using Twitter as well. And what you want to do right now is to look and see how engaging they are and the customers and the prospects that are following them, how interactive are they as well on that platform. So Twitter, a lot of times, especially for creative niches, you may not see a lot of comments. So this one you can see there's five likes. So not a whole lot of engagement, but you know, having a platform like this would be good. So if we were to take a look at, let's say, YouTube, for example. So if we go here and we scroll down, we can see they have 165 K subscribers. I'm going to just mute my computer here so we don't have to hear the audio. So if we take a look at one of these videos, and we'll just pause this video and scroll down. Remember, we're looking for engagement. So in this video, we see that this one has about 6 comments. And if we go back over here and maybe go under videos, and what I would do here is I would sort by the most popular because I want to see how engaged people are. So we're going to click this here. And we can see that this one has about 8,200 likes, 530 dislikes. And it doesn't matter dislikes, we're just looking for engagement here. So we see a good amount of comments and engagement on YouTube. Whereas on Twitter, if you notice, there's not a lot of engagement at all. So that tells us in this case that we need to focus our attention on YouTube and focus our time on YouTube. But on the other hand, with Twitter, we can automate the process so that we just have anytime we post something on YouTube, then we simply have it copied over to Twitter. So as I'm discovering things like this, I'm going to write that down. So, you know, upload, we'll just say YouTube, highly engaged. Twitter, just we'll just say auto post, not very engaged. So this tells us that we can post on Twitter, but we don't have to really worry about necessarily engaging as much on Twitter. So just a little bit of research here and there allows you to see what is actually working, if that makes sense. Okay, so that's Twitter. We saw that Pinterest, there was a lot of posts and everything like that. So they're definitely using Pinterest. Lots of images. And then in terms of Instagram, they have about 8,000 followers. So as you saw with YouTube, they had 162 subscribers. But with the Woodworkers Journal, they don't have as many followers. They have 8,000. But if we take a look at the likes and the comments, we can see this one has 525 likes, one comment. So this little bubble here means a comment, and this heart over here means a like. So if you just put your mouse over it to kind of get an idea of the engagement level. So even though people don't comment, as long as they like certain things, that tells me that there's a high engagement. So this one has 2,687. I have no idea why, but this obviously seems to be something that is resonating with people. So as you go through here, you can actually jot things down to get some ideas about what is actually working. So you can see that they posted certain things that are not getting as many likes, and that gives you a better idea of what you can actually focus on. So let's just write that down, Instagram. There's about a medium amount of engagement. So YouTube obviously is getting a lot more engagement, whereas Instagram is getting a little bit, but not a whole lot. Okay, so now we have Facebook here. So for this one, it says Facebook, we have 103,000 people that are following. Now we would automatically assume that Facebook should get a high engagement, but we don't know until we take a look. So we can see that this post here was posted about a half a month ago, and it has about 4 comments. Now if we scroll down further, they have videos, they have posts. Let's see here, 2 shares, 24 likes, 1 comment, 17 shares, 21 likes, and 2 comments. So what's surprising to me is this is showing me that Facebook actually has less engagement than Instagram. So Facebook is here, but it has less engagement. So if I were to sort this from high to low engagement, I would have YouTube first, Twitter would definitely be last. We didn't really look at Pinterest as much, but we got Instagram, Facebook, maybe Pinterest. Now, Pinterest we assume because it's a DIY image site that it would have a higher engagement. And that's actually typical for a lot of the creative artistic niches. We have a lot of images on Pinterest and a lot of engagement on YouTube. Instagram is to be expected, but Facebook, I would have thought that there would be more engagement on there, but I was actually wrong. So this is why you can never assume anything. You have to do a little bit of research. So what I recommend that you do now is to simply do the same thing that I've done here and do some basic research and figure out what is actually working for different authorities in your niche. So that's what I would do, and that's how to do it. And as you can see, it's not complex at all, and you didn't have to use any paid tools as well. All right, so with that said, let's move on to the next video.